You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there is the Baby Soda Jazz Band. I always want to say amazing before them. I don't know why. The amazing Baby Soda Jazz Band. But that was their first CD, the one in the paper bag, Rosetta. That was from 07. And had some different personnel, usual guys. Ben Pulser at that time. Patrick Harrison on accordion. Jared Engel on banjo. Peter Ford, box bass. and David Langua on percussion. But there, how about that? Good group. And you may there are links to both these, all these good groups I'm playing, and you may find the current personnel of any of them if you delve in there. Yes, you may. I'm well, why shouldn't you? Some of these, you know, I can't keep updating your scorecard. That's your job. I'm Andy Senior, and my scorecard is 0-2, and this is Radiola, definitely. We continue now. A friend of ours mentioned this selection, and I mentioned its ancient history because I played a more modern recording of this tune. But it was written by Arthur Pryor, and here it is, played by Arthur Pryor's band on a single-sided Victor, recorded in 1905. And you may want to get your dog in, because you might go crazy over this one. But the Whistler and his dog, so there, just whistle.
Thank you.
The Piedmont Dance Orchestra on Perfect. And that was Sam Lannon again, which ends the Lannon portion of our program. How much Lannon can you play? Apparently you can play a lot of him. A New Kind of Man with a New Kind of Love for Me, 1924. And I don't think that was a perfect recording because it doesn't have a deafening rumble to it. So it was, a Plaza pressing or Plaza Master, and it was issued by Perfect, which I guess we can all be thankful for. The Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and Frank Trumbauer is in there somewhere, as you would, and I'm so glad, yes. And I'm very glad, indeed. Don Bester leading the group in 1923 in a tent. And it's been an intense week for me, too, by the way. Arthur Pryor's band. Yes, just so I could make that remark, I played that record. And Arthur Pryor's band, 1905, The Whistler and His Dog. That was an Arthur Pryor composition, as you well know. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and yes, why wouldn't I be? Just trying to achieve a level of passing for competent here on Radiola, which is what we're good at. Arthur, we already played Arthur Pryor. Vincent Lopez, and he'll announce this whole thing, and that's Jack Parker singing in 1930. So they're singing a vagabond song. So we're putting on the Ritz too, by the way.
Singing a vagabond song from Putting on the Ritz. Lopez speaking.
You couldn't trade with me all your foolery, your jewelry, my monarch of all I survey. Give me the stars, God's heaven above me, just let me know one pal who will love me, and I'll travel along singing a vagabond song.
love to disclose. Poor little Chinese rose. You crush the perfume from out of her heart. Slowly you pull her petals apart. Now you are leaving her grieving, just like poor butterfly. Poor little Chinese rose.
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Don Howard singing Am I Blue? And yes, you'd be too. 1929, the Grey Gull Studio Band, Frank Munn with a very, very strange song about having one's petals pulled apart. I don't like that at all, but there it is. It's that imagery will stay with you for weeks. Chinese Rose, also from 1929, and I have to assume those are, that's the usual gang in there. They were usually in there. You had the Charles Magnante and Andy Sinella, and of course Mike Mosiello and a few other ones in there. They were always seemed to be on hand. They slept in that studio. Sometimes when they were making records. Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, Jack Parker on the vocal, Vincent announcing the record, lovely stuff, singing a vagabond song, 1930. This is Radiola, and we announce everything. If you'd say, that's what Twitter is for. No, no, that's what Radiola is for, and that's what we're doing here today. You know, it's basically, it's part mixtape, part audio blog, and part counter-irritant, and that's how we like it here. And Charles W. Hamp, this is the great CD I just got from Jim Bedoyan. It's on Take Two, and go buy this stuff. There's also a good one of Ginny Sims, of material from the early 40s, and we will get to some of that if we can justify a 1940s set of music, and perhaps we will, because it's all wonderful stuff. But we tend to have our heads stuck before 1940, but we can accommodate here. Great tune, actually from about 1927, Muddy Water. Oh, yeah. Recorded about 1936.
Anyway, I'm going to do a bit of reviving myself, folks. Yep, right now, with a grand tune of yesteryear, which goes something like this. Dixie Moonlight, Swanee Shore. I'm heading homebound, just one more, to my Mississippi Delta home. Southland has a garden spot, and though you believe it or not, I hear those breezes whispering, come on back to me. Muddy water round my feet, muddy waters in the street, just God's own shelter down on the Delta. Muddy water in my shoes, rocking me to the low-down blues. Oh, they live in peace and comfort right down there. I declare I've been away a year today to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but still it's my home, sweet home. I got my toes turned Dixie way, around that dildo let me kinda lay. My heart rise out for muddy water. Muddy water round my feet. Muddy water right down in the street. It's God's own shelter down on the Delta. Muddy water in my shoes, rocking me to those low-down blues. Oh, they live in peace and comfort way down there, I declare. I've been away, yeah, go today, to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but still it's my home, sweet home. I got my toes turned down Dixie way, round that Delta let me lay. My heart cries out for muddy water. Well, now enough of this dampish weather business.
Another love affair, I'm may be crazy, but I don't care. Here's all the fools. This one should be the one. She'll be different from the rest. I'll bet the buttons upon my vest will never cool. There won't be any reason. Love is never out of season. We'll break the rule. I may be crazy, but here I go. 'Cause when you gotta, you gotta go. So here goes the fool.
So let us take a sensible point of view. Let us do the things we have got to do. Things I'm hot to do. Don't let me caught napping, for it was fate that happened to pick on me, and that made me happen to pick on you. Thank you. I'm hot to do. Don't let's be caught napping, for it was fate that happened to pick on me, and that made me happen to pick on you.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and the vocal on there was Ramona Davies. And yes, I don't know if she was playing the piano by herself or had help from Roy Bargy, but she could do it, so there's no question about that. That's one of those hi-fi victors, and I did not drop the EQ on that much, or if at all. I wanted to leave that right at its high fidelity best, scratches and all. Something had to happen. Indeed, something did. Something always happens, and usually it's all for the best, unless you really, you know, get messed up. Jimmy Lunsford, also hi-fi in 1934. Henry Wells singing an extremely weird song again. Here goes. And that's, you know, here goes nothing. You only live once, right? Or as all the kids say, YOLO, which I'm going to name my next dog that. Not a cat, because, you know, they have a different thing going. Charles W. Hamp, Muddy Water, 1936. And that was on a Pioneer Radio Sensation on Take 2. That's Take 2, 429 CD. And you can get that. I wish you would, because it is... You don't have enough Charles Hamp in your life. None of us do. So a little more probably would make the difference. And I don't know who that guitarist is, but oh, it sounds like Dick McDonough. He's swinging on that. And this is Radiola, and we swing. and sometimes we just rock back and forth. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm that's my motion, and the motion is carried. Big Spiderbeck and his gang, repressing on Columbia, but the original master. And there will seem to be a theme to this set. I don't know why, but there will be. In 1928, because words fail us here, wah-da-da. Thank you. Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra and a rather crunchy Victor from 1930 on their Hot Dance series of 23,000 series there, yes. Shout 'em Aunt Tilly, and apparently Tilly was, her maiden name was Lombardo, as you found out. The Savannah Syncopators, actually King Oliver, in 1926, Wah Wah Wah. And before that, Wah Da Da. And I always wanted to play those two in juxtaposition. Now I have. Having done so, I've achieved a lifetime goal of whatever it is. Dick Spiderbeck and his gang. And that is the second gang, which had Izzy Friedman and Min Leebrook and those guys from the Whiteman Band. So they were, and they were all obviously inebriated. I couldn't find any other reason to play like that, actually. Other than a lack of adequacy, which I can experience firsthand. I'm Andy Senior, and yes, I describe that. And this is Radiola, and we're getting there. We're going to achieve it. If we're not over the hill yet, we're not anywhere near the top of the hill yet. And that's how I feel. Even if we're over the hill, we haven't reached the top of it yet. That's all I'm saying. And you have to go through life and with a certain amount of determination. And this bespeaks that. Lawrence Tibbett. And I've had this on the hard drive for a while, but I'm going to play it now. And it's a tough song. And I know he's trying to find a place to put this one, but I'm putting it here. And that's where it's staying. Without a Song, 1930.
Things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted. He's born, but he's no good nor how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know what makes the grass.
The quintet of the Hot Club of France, that's, of course, Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, the main players of that, in 1935, originally recorded for Ultrafon, but that was the Decca pressing in the U.S. Avalon, nice sound, too, on that. I like it. Lawrence Tibbett, Without a Song, 1930. And I'm not saying, well, I am, I'm not saying I'm not no good, no how, because there are too many negatives in that. I'm getting there, so let me just say that. Someday, perhaps, as long as I don't have to try to accompany anyone, I'm fine. Maybe a singer. I can do a singer. Singers are okay, yes. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, the near adequate. And this is how I feel. This is getting down to it. You want to deconstruct something, deconstruct this. Nat Shulkret and the Victor Orchestra, Frank Munn in 1929. Let me have my dreams. Would you?
Have my dreams.